good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce of Let's Find Out. And that was Elaine Silver singing our opening song, We're Standing in the Possibility of a New World. We are going to have a new world, and we're certainly going to have a new decade energy starting March 9th. The astrology shows that there are two planets moving into Aries. One is Mars, and the other is Uranus. They're both moving into Aries this month. So what we can expect is warmer weather, some upsets, some power changes in government and around the world, and just more action and more activity. Be careful on the roads with your car, and be careful if you fight with your boyfriend, because you can have some fights. These two planets coming together have not come together in quite some time, and they create egos to come up out to the scene, and they also create upsets and wanting to take over and changing. And of course, we're coming into the month of March Madness as we change times and go backwards. Spring ahead and fall back. I'm always going backwards in time, Bonnie. And Bonnie McDade is with me.
Hello, everyone. Yes.
So we're talking about sudden upsets, Bonnie, and we're talking about anger and stepping on people's toes and wanting to take over and really some unpleasant stuff that has to go on as we go through change.
Well, that's generally what accompanies change. And when we allow stress into our lives, change can be very difficult. The best things that we can do, especially with this new energy coming into the planet, is to take a deep breath, remove yourself emotionally from whatever it is that's going on, and get yourself some perspective.
People don't do that until they blow up first, though. Well, you know, I've said we're going from the me generation to the we generation, and I think we have something else happening, too. We're going from mind over matter to soul over matter, and I think that's the key, that we are going to the oneness, and that we need to remember universal love, universal energy, and universal knowledge. So I guess I would say that you would need to meditate to tune into the energy to give you the knowledge.
Yes, absolutely. And it's so funny. I just had this conversation yesterday with a client in my office, and she and I come from the same place. We both want to use logic and reason in order to get to the bottom of any situation. And I told her, I said, those will only get you so far. And I was surprised to hear myself say this. But there comes a point when you just have to trust, when you just have to let spirit take over, and you have to sort of move out of the way of the energy and accept.
But I want to tell you a secret.
Oh, do tell.
We have teachers and guides. They are on the other side, Bonnie. The veil has gotten so thin. There are teachers and guides standing there ready to help you and help guide you through the experience and share if you need any assistance. They are here. They are your invisible guides and teachers. And we have several grandmasters here also on the other side just waiting for us to call on them.
That is really good news, because a lot of times I feel like I can't do it all by myself. And knowing that they're available to me when I need some comfort or some peace, it's huge.
Well, you know, you told me the other day that if you hate, you cannot be loved by others, yourself, or embraced by the universe.
That's right. Well, we all are familiar, most of us are familiar with the laws of attraction. And whatever you put out, that is what you're going to get back. So
it's a little bit different this time, though.
But it's a good starting point. It brings us to something that people can relate to, and then we can take it to the next level from there.
And the reason I said it was different is because now you can actually feel yourself being embraced by the universe instantaneously, instead of having to wait 3 days or 5 days or whatever. None of us are ever patient. And when we're hurt, when we perceive that somebody has done something to us, we're even less patient.
That's the truth. The key is to recognize it. And when we're children, you let that take over. You let it rule you for an entire day or an entire week, or sometimes it can rule your life. As we mature, we tend to allow it to take okay, maybe one day. And then we get down to, all right, 1 hour, I'm really upset. And then I like to think that I've gotten to the point where anymore, okay, I'm good for 5 minutes. You cut me off in traffic, I'm going to be really upset for 5 minutes before I take a nice deep breath and get a grip and say, okay, maybe that person has someone sick at home that they need to get to. I'm just driving home from work, and I bless you in your truth and move on. Because if I hold that anger, it makes me sick. It makes me unwell and makes my spirit unrestful. So for me to drop it, I'm doing it for myself. It's selfish, almost.
You want to know another secret?
Absolutely.
I got another one. Spiritual awareness and transformation of yourself as you're driving that car spreads out of the car and into the energies of the driveway or of the highway. Mm-hmm. So you are serving all others that are driving with you as well as yourself. Surprise!
Yeah, yeah. Do you remember the, I think it was the, not The Secret. What was the other one? Oh, What the Bleep Do We Know? Mm-hmm. And there was a scene in there where they showed the experiments with water crystals, the intention put on water crystals.
Right. That was great.
Right. Well, and I have the word wisdom on my windshield in my car. It's up in the upper left corner because it's there for that purpose, to put that energy around me when I'm driving.
That's great. I have AMA all over the car, so I guess I'm covered.
There you go. Oh, you're good.
You know, we're gonna hear Connie Francis tell us about being hurt, and then we're going to talk about what she says.
Could lie to me. I'm really hurt, way down deep inside me.
And there she is, talking about hurting way down deep inside. And Bonnie, I know that you do great energy work. I want you to talk about way down deep inside and how now with the new Ascension Vibrational Healing, we can go in and we can reverse that pain.
Oh, absolutely. I had a client at our health fair this past weekend who I could just feel the anger all over her. In fact, she wouldn't even lie down on the table. She sat upright. She had it all in her mind the way she wanted things. And when I got into her energy, I cleared some blockages, things that had been on her since childhood. She just cried. So it's definitely in there. Even things that you're not conscious of can rule your life in ways that you don't even realize. So yes, it can be done.
I say you feel the grip. They get a grip on you.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, when you sit down and you try to go into the presence of the circle of light or the presence of the divine, there are no rules, there are no laws, there are no commandments. There's only what we should strive for, which is God itself or merging with spirit and divine. You are shown the path to take, the path that will be the best for all concerned. And that's part of transition, which is why I think 2011 is a transition year. Everybody's talking about 2011 being a fun year and a transition year because it's the year of the rabbit. And of course, the rabbit hops all over the place and then dives into the briar bush and they never take responsibility. But I do think this is a transition year. How about you?
I do too. And I love that you use the word responsibility because that is huge. That's very key. And when you take responsibility for your part in a confrontational situation, in an angry situation, whether it's something from your childhood or something that happened 10 minutes ago, not only does it take the energy right off of you, but it gives you I want to say the upper hand. That's not exactly what I mean, though. It gives you the position of power because you are the one who is able. But you know what I mean? Because you're the one who is able to put the fire out, so to speak.
Yeah, you're not getting yourself all in uproar. But it's balance. When you take a deep breath and the other one is angry, the other one wants you to come back at them angry. And when you don't, they lose their power. So what you're doing is creating balance. Because, you know, Mars is male creative force. Mars is powerful. And it's the red planet. It's really powerful. But when you don't come back at it, and when you do not, when you don't say, I'm mad too and I'm going to fight you back, when you just say, I see you're angry, can I help you with your anger? Mm. You're going to get a totally different response. People can't fight with one hand clapping.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. This is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out. Join me next week when my guest will be Julie Donnelly, author of Does Change Have to Be So Hard? Julie knows firsthand what it means to conquer adversity. Having overcome addiction, a grave illness, divorce, the untimely death of her ex-husband, single parenthood, obesity, indebtedness, and being laid off 3 times, Julie brings a wealth of personal experience to her work. Julie has worked in psychiatric nursing since 1993 and founded her company, Nurturing Your Success, in 2001, to assist people in achieving their goals and working through change. She's the author of A Journey Called You and a new book, Does Change Have to Be So Hard? Using the acronym HARD, Julie Donnelly explains why people struggle to change. She then provides 8 key strategies for making change easier. This simple process helps people gain an understanding of how their brain works to maintain the status quo and sabotage them from changing. They also learn how to take charge of their actions, make better choices, and use the power of their mind to their advantage. So please tune in next week, March 13th at 9 p.m., to learn more about Julie Donnelly and her tips for making life less hard. The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our 4th year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the 3rd Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net.
Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out, was born with the gift of knowledge and the gift of healing. Over the years, she has studied with the best teachers to perfect her gifts. Elizabeth believes that knowledge is the key to the soul and has created an informative and teaching website. For more than 30 years, she has assisted clients worldwide in reaching their highest potential and opening up their psychic gift. Visions of reality can literally create your future from within. The website at www.new-visions.com has more than 1 million visitors since 2005. Elizabeth teaches developing intuitive awareness, as well as counseling people with her psychic awareness and her informative articles on metaphysics. She removes blocks, talks to the other side, performs regressions, clears ghosts from haunted spaces, and guides you with your finances, love life, relationships, family sharing, and guiding your children, empowering you to move forward and create a life of balance, success, and pleasure. Visit www.new-visions.com to see what you can find out.
You're listening to BBSRadio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio.
the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
No one in the world ever had a love as sweet as my love. For nowhere in the world could there be a boy as true as you love. On my love, I give gladly to you.
Never know why. Goes on and on. Bonnie, why is taking responsibility important when accepting the new energies?
Well, first of all, let's give credit to the incomparable carpenters.
Oh, Karen and her brother.
That's right. That was very nice. Why is it so important to take responsibility? Because that's the only way to get to change. That's the only way to get to the other side of whatever it is that's going on. If you have a situation where your neighbor, say, lets his dog run all over your lawn, and you can't find a way to talk to him, then you build up anger and resentment. When you find a way to talk to him and you take responsibility for the situation right away, right in the beginning, and say, hey, look, what are we going to do about this? Then no feelings get hurt. It doesn't turn into a huge fiasco. So while the dog is not yours and you're not responsible per se, if you take control of the situation, then you can keep it everything on an even keel.
Well, I can remember somebody doing that. The man came over to my front door and rang the bell and handed me the shovel for my dog in his yard. And I knew it wasn't my dog, so I pointed to the house across the street and I said, go get Joey. It wasn't Vance. So you never know how the other person is going to respond to that. But taking responsibility, I think, is also going inside when we do nightly review. You know I like to do morning meditation and nightly review. Going inside and saying, well, I really did make a mistake here. I really did. And some people can never say, I'm sorry, or I made a mistake. What they do is they buy you a piece of jewelry or they take you out to lunch next week. Very few people call up and say, gee, I was really wrong. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. But more and more, I'm finding that is the, it's hard to do. It is. It's hard to pick up the phone and say, I am very sorry. However, when those words are out, the energy, the new energy that comes in is palpable. And to be responsible for making that switch, that is an incredible feeling.
I had a great teacher. Her name was Louise Hay.
Yes.
And Louise Hay taught us something about apologies that was fabulous. She said, both of you are angry, and you're probably going to be angry for a while. Sit down and write a note. Put it in writing. Not only will you feel better because you might do a little automatic writing and say more than you would plan to, but you'll feel better. But she can read it again and again. She can go and show everybody else how you wrote an apology note. And I think that is very healing. And she always said, don't go into the storyline. Don't go in and talk about what you did. Just say, I'm very sorry if I hurt you. I would never intend to do that. Please forgive me, past, present, and future. And it really does work.
Right. And the worst thing you can do is to bring in something completely unrelated, something from the past. Some
5 years
hurt.
Ago you did.
Right. Yeah. Because then it just gets muddier and uglier. Right.
Well, actually, it does create more resentments. But what it does show is what Louise used to teach. You're never angry at what you think you're angry at.
Mm-hmm.
You're always angry at something else that's behind you. And sometimes when somebody says, I was mad at what you did 3 weeks ago, you know what they're really mad at. They may not be aware of it, but then you can use that as a tool to help them to heal. Oh, did I hurt you then? I'm so sorry. What can I do to make that better?
Right.
So that can help too. And when you're working on yourself, if you've really made a big snafu, one of the best things you can do is to work your chakras and go into the circle of light, don't you think, Bonnie?
Yes, and I was waiting for you to get to this place because these tools are incredible. They're invaluable. When you do this, you're engaging not only your energy, but the other person's energy, and the changes happen in the ethers. I know that sounds really esoteric and far out, but it really happens. It works.
You know, some people don't have the patience to stay and wait for that to happen. And the way that you know it's happening is by seeing the colors change. And I have this whole color chart of what it is when the colors change. So it means that, you know, you're at a low level of fighting and arguing. And when it comes up to a yellow, then you know that the energies have taken care of the situation. Because energy can go and surround somebody else's heart and soften up the heart. So the circle of light works if you have the time to sit with it. And I'm going to say it usually doesn't take more than 20 minutes, and sometimes it takes a little sooner than that. But if you come out of it too soon, then you're not finished with it yet.
But tell me again a little bit about the colors. What did you mean? You lost me a little bit.
Well, I have a list of colors on my website after the chakras that are worldwide. They're universal. So that if you're in the circle of light and you have another person in there with you and you see a lot of red, you know that Mars is there, male creative force, and the anger is there. Then if it starts to turn to a green, you know it's beginning to heal. If it goes to a lime green, then you've been lied to, or there's been lies and deceits in the situation. So you have to watch the colors. Brown is depression, and pink means the mother is coming in to help. So the colors tell you the story. When you know the colors, you can know how the levels are changing. And we're going to be talking more about that both on the cruise and in our new classes that we're teaching. So you just need to stay with it. Watch the colors change and feel your body shift, because things happen inside as you go through these inner shifts. They're energetic shifts, and the colors tell you how you're shifting. When it gets to the gold, then you know you've cleared all areas of dispute. However, sometimes you have to go into the circle of light 3 and 4 and 5 times before you do see the gold. And that just means that the energies haven't settled between the two people yet. There's not a soul agreement.
Right, but anything that's worth having is worth working toward.
Absolutely.
So if you have to go to the circle of light several times, by all means, just do it.
Because you know what, though? You will shift a little bit every time you do it.
That's right.
So you'll see, oh, my goodness, they got a little nicer. Well, maybe I better meditate again. Oh, yeah, that's better. Oh, now it's all gone. I don't even care if they come into the room. You know how you are with your ex. Your ex wants you back. The ex comes into the room and you want to hit him with a bottle of water or something. But then he comes into the room one time and you don't even see that he's there. You don't even notice that you're so busy talking to your friends. And that's when you know you've healed. Louise Hay always said, when you go into a room with someone that you've had a fight with, father, mother, sister, brother, ex-lover, and you don't feel anything, you know you're over it. What a wonderful sign that is.
That's
and
right.
I always think it's important to say I'm sorry. Sometimes we think we didn't hurt somebody. Sometimes we don't understand why the other person is angry and upset. And that can be projection. But the one thing that we can remember is that we do not intend to ever give hurt to anyone. And if we do hurt somebody, we have to say, I am so sorry I hurt you. Please forgive me. Because it's obvious that you hurt them. You can't say, I didn't hurt you.
Right.
It's obvious that you did.
Right.
So you need
so
to
that's
take
where
responsibility.
The responsibility
right.
comes in.
Gotcha.
Yes.
And say that you're sorry and then ask them to forgive you. Because when you ask them to forgive you, you're giving them power, and that's good. And then they have to make a decision. I'll never forgive you. I'll never forget it. Get out of here. Then you honor them. You honor them. No discussion. But if they say, well, you know, I don't know, then you just say, well, that's okay. That's okay. I'm still loving you. I'm always loving you. Frank Alper was another one of my teachers, and he would say the best thing that you can do is say, I am loving you. Doesn't mean I'm in love with you. It means I'm loving you. I'm giving you love.
Right. I'm blessing you in your truth. And that means
that you
continue to put them in the circle of light, and you continue to send them healing energy because you want resolution after all.
But to say I'm blessing you in your truth is a little bit different than I am loving you. I'm blessing you in your truth means that you're both in disagreement. Neither one of you are agreeing with the other person. And you're just going to say, all right, let's stop this now. But when you say I'm loving you, that's a constant stream. And it doesn't change. Constant stream. By the way, Bonnie, I'm loving you. What's your website?
My website is blossomspring.com.
And my website is www.new-visions.com. And we're going to go into another break.
Have you ever gone into your local health food store looking for something that didn't exist? Blossom Spring Natural Health Solutions was born out of such a need. As a master herbalist and board-certified holistic health practitioner, I've created a line of herbal remedies and beauty products that have been overlooked by other companies. All-purpose Blossom Salve is the herbal answer for wound care. Use it on minor cuts, burns, abrasions, bug bites, and bee stings to kill germs, ease pain, and promote the reproduction of healthy new skin cells, all without introducing harsh chemicals or petroleum products into the wound. Youth in a Jar is an all-natural herbal facial complex designed to promote a healthy, youthful complexion by reducing fine lines and age spots while increasing elasticity and refining pores. Everything you want for your face in one product. Blossom Spring products are created with all natural and organic ingredients to promote health without destroying valuable flora. Just the way it was when time began, just as nature intended it to be. Blossom Spring is a registered trademark. The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out. Bonnie McDade and I are looking for guests for our show throughout the fall and winter months. Let's Find Out is on bbsradio.com at 9 p.m. Eastern, Sunday evenings. It's a live internet radio show with several worldwide affiliates that we co-host, and we discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus name email list every week to promote our guests. This is a great way to advertise yourself and your business. So if you have an interest, send us an email or get in touch with bbsradio.com, and we'd be happy to have you on. Thank you.
You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and now it's time for the Metaphysical Book Corner. This week, the book recommended is The Pathwork of Self-Transformation by Eva Parakas. The gift of Eva Parakas has been with the universe for a long time. She has completed the deepest, most effective spiritual work found, and it has helped people realize their dream. Each time I read it, I'm amazed at the depth and breadth of wisdom and love that this book teaches. It is a practical way of truth that will change your life. I would advise that this book be read with a willingness to take time to digest it. This is not light reading, but it is absolutely light reading, I assure you. I find an enormous compatibility between Eva's work and the Book of Emmanuel's teachings. What a wonderful gift to the world. The hardest part of understanding Eva's work is the fact that it is so simple. As we have evolved, we have thought that complexity brought simplicity. So we took our original thoughts and made life complicated. There has been a break in spirituality of late as we enter the new energies of the fifth dimension. Most worshippers have forgotten what it was like as a meditative practice and where everything has actually come from. The oldest belief still practiced today is that all things come from oneness. The names change. Different worlds are used for different souls to grow. There are cultures, there are religions, there are philosophies, but it's all based on the oneness. We like to make things complex and to separate ourselves by languages, by culture, as well as by our spiritual practices. But we are all human. We are all of the same species. We all have the same body functions. We all have a mind, and we all are a part of the oneness. It's time we remember to be one. It's time to return to who we are. The Pathwork of Self-Transformation by Eva Parakas is a profound work. Pick it up and add it to your library, and you'll be glad you did.
What can I say, dear, after I say I'm sorry? What can I do to prove it to you that I'm sorry? I didn't mean to ever be mean to you. If I didn't care, I wouldn't feel like I do.
And that was Frank Sinatra with What Can I Say After I Say I'm Sorry.
Well, he's one of the last people I thought would ever say I'm sorry. I'm glad to hear him do it.
Yes, but that's what we're talking about today. Cleaning up that ugly energy that comes with anger and misunderstanding.
Well, it's and building into a new vibration, understanding the feelings of others, getting a sense of where you are, the atmosphere, the plants, the animals, even crystals. Everything has its own energy. I was taught that when I was a little girl. My grandmother used to make me go out and sit against a tree until I could go back and tell her what I did wrong.
Hmm.
But I could feel the tree. The tree would talk to me in a sense.
Sure.
It was really nice.
It's all energy. That's right.
But now having go ahead.
We do something that we call the divine sittings. And this is the ascension vibrational healing energy. And this too, this energy is cumulative. When you are immersed in this energy, it removes the blockages that we've been discussing tonight. Isn't that right?
Right. Tell us how that happens.
It aligns us with the new energy that's coming onto the planet. And what we do is we work through the chakras, we release any blockages in the energy and restore the flow. Something very similar to what they do in Chinese acupuncture or acupressure, only nobody's going to poke you. And we're going to go for an hour. We do this every other week, and we're going to be doing it on the cruise. And we also do it in a distant healing style. So if you cannot be there, you can always email a photograph of someone who you would like healing for, yourself or a loved one, and we can send the same energy for the same hour just as if you were there.
Well, you know what it does on the inner levels? It has your body settle. It's like taking the vacuum cleaner and cleaning out the corner of the room with the dust. Now, the dust is there, but the corner of the room isn't going to move or change. It's going to look the same. But when you get the dust out, or you get the sticky stuff up, or you get the junk out, then something happens. The atmosphere changes. You can feel crystal clear energetically, and things shift and change. That's what the divine sitting does. It's like the angels taking a laser light and getting rid of all our dust in the corners. And then when we come out of it, we're different. We're balanced. All of our worries are lifted for a short time. And what we're doing is we're maintaining optimum health by letting the light come and bring us into balance. And when that happens, healing occurs. Did you know that you cannot be sick if your chakras are in balance?
Well, I do know that. I know it's very difficult, yes. And I believe that when you're vibrating at the perfect high vibration, that's something like 68 megahertz, that will keep disease off the body. This is a frequency that's acquired by yogis on mountaintops. And then you go down in levels to where you can catch a cold, and all the way down to 42 megahertz where you can actually contract cancer. So, if you continue to immerse yourself in these energies, you will raise your vibration, will maintain the balance. You will be able to keep yourself healthy and well.
The best part about it is that when people come in, and like our friend Mike came in and said, I haven't had a job in 6 months and I don't really know what to do and I'm all upset and so tense I can hardly breathe. Then he comes in for the divine sitting, and then when he's done, he's stretching and he's feeling better. He goes home and he gets a call for work. That's
right.
Amazing to me. That's how
right.
It works. It brings you what something inside of you has been fighting. If we say, oh, I don't really deserve it, or it'll never come to me, or it's not going to happen, then you're blocking it. But when you do a divine sitting and you relax and you go into the energies, all the blocks are lifted. You're brought back into balance again. And there you are.
Right. And there again, you're bringing in your responsibility. When you come in to sit down to have this realignment occur, you've got to be conscious of the things that you're going to be dropping, things that you don't want in your life anymore. And not always, though, because there are things that will disappear. There is energy that can be removed without your knowledge.
In our sleep state.
In our sleep state,
and through
right.
Prayer. And through prayer.
I had someone the other day who I removed this blockage of energy around her lower leg, her right leg, and she wasn't aware of that. She had no idea that was going on when she came to see me. It was the furthest thing in the world from her mind. And I said, what's going on with that part of your body? And she looked at me like she had no idea. And then she went, oh, when I was 12, I broke my leg right there. So I was able to explain to her that even though you heal physically, the bone is mended and everything is working well, the energy is still disturbed and you need to have that realigned. You need to have the residue realigned.
It's called the shadow.
There you go.
The shadow. That is called the shadow or the phantom leg. That's what mm-hmm. Evelyn calls it. We have a friend that was hit by a bus at 7 and no longer has a leg, and every once in a while her leg will hurt. And it's
right.
called the phantom effect. And it's very
right.
strange because no matter what happens, the energy is there. So energetically, the leg is there, but the physical mm-hmm. leg isn't there. It's hard to understand, but again, it's another dimension. So that's what happens. And I'd like to talk a little bit more about opening the heart, because opening the heart is part of the deepest effect of spiritual work.
You're right. However, it's time for us to take a break, so hold that thought and we will be right back.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition.
Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The three spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says, if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
This is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out. Join me next week when my guest will be Julie Donnelly, author of Does Change Have to Be So Hard? Julie knows firsthand what it means to conquer adversity. Having overcome addiction, a grave illness, divorce, the untimely death of her ex-husband, single parenthood, obesity, indebtedness, and being laid off 3 times, Julie brings a wealth of personal experience to her work. Julie has worked in psychiatric nursing since 1993 and founded her company, Nurturing Your Success, in 2001, to assist people in achieving their goals and working through change. She's the author of A Journey Called You and a new book, Does Change Have to Be So Hard? Using the acronym HARD, Julie Donnelly explains why people struggle to change. She then provides 8 key strategies for making change easier. This simple process helps people gain an understanding of how their brain works to maintain the status quo and sabotage them from changing. They also learn how to take charge of their actions, make better choices, and use the power of their mind to their advantage. So please tune in next week, March 13th at 9 p.m., to learn more about Julie Donnelly and her tips for making life less hard. You're listening to BBSRadio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the #1 live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
You always heard the one The one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall. You always break the kindest heart with a hate word you can't recall. So if I broke your heart last night, it's because I love you most of all.
And it's true, we always hurt the one we love. Why is it that we feel we can be so rude and nasty to our family members, and we would never talk that way to a neighbor or to a colleague? Why is it that people do that?
I think it has to do with safety. You believe that this person is in your corner, and so you're going to spout off to the safest person. I love to liken it to the idea when you've got little children and you take them to child You take your child to daycare, and when you go to pick them up, all of a sudden they throw a temper tantrum, and they carry on. And the teacher looks at you and says, he was so good all day, I don't understand. Well, it's because he's safe with you, And it's okay for him to now throw a temper tantrum because he knows you're going to love him anyway.
And maybe because he wasn't able to tell anybody else his feelings, but he knows he can with his mother. That's interesting.
That's interesting. Right.
I never took my kids to daycare, so I didn't have that experience.
No, neither did I, but I understand it.
Well, I think this new fifth dimension healing work that we're doing is very effective. It's very deep spiritual work, and it does transform yourself, but it also transforms your soul. It brings the soul up to different vibrationary levels. It makes it easier for you to meditate. It makes you easier for you to feel closer to spirit because you actually see the energy moving within the body. And I think that that's an important thing to remember. When somebody says, why should I come to a circle of light, or why should I come to a divine sitting, to feel yourself move closer to spirit. And there is a movement, don't you think, Bonnie?
There absolutely is. And let's not forget that the greatest masters throughout time, even Jesus said that when two or more are gathered in my name, then the change is going to occur. So when we get a group together and we work in this energy, it is powerful.
Well, this energy enhances all parts of your life, and you in turn are going to help all aspects of life in general when you do it. Again, it's the oneness. When you connect your energy through meditation, laughter, and some form of physical wellness, then you are always keeping yourself connected, and you're connecting everybody around you as well, even the birds and the dogs and the cats. They feel the energy.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's nothing like seeing a nervous animal, and you realize that that's why. And that's when you see people who are constantly chasing a dog who's running away, you have to wonder, why is that dog running away? What is the energy that's going on in that house?
Well, it's really true that love energy can flow through you and back out to the people you love, to the people you know, and to people that you don't know, and into all consciousness everywhere, into the world, and out into space, and out into the universe, and everywhere. I'm going to my sixth galaxy now with my love. And then I hurt the one I love, I'm going to love the one I love.
Right. And these are the people who, of course, we want to have the most harmony with. And I don't know about you, but I feel very cleansed after a big heated issue is resolved. So sometimes it's very necessary.
I feel when you have a heated issue, I feel that if it's resolved in an adult way where you don't hit each other, sit on each other, smack each other, or break a window, I feel that you're not only healing the issue between you and the other person, but there's other issues that maybe are lingering around too. That's called the shadow. The shadow knows. And those other issues, maybe they're yours. Maybe there's somebody else that was in the room with you. Maybe it's, you know, an overhang of something that was just transformed from other people that's still a clinger. And that can be gone. And then the next day, usually, it's gone. And everything has been provided for you. You have consumed the love, and everything has been provided for you, including your inner balance. So if you're in March Madness, get quiet, work your chakras, bring the light in. And you can still feel your madness, but watch it melt. It's going to melt like putting heat on ice cream. And unfortunately, I see that people like to get angry. I have somebody that I know that loves it when they get somebody else angry. They provoke them into doing it because they're feeding themselves. Now, that's opposite of what we're doing.
Well, we know, too, the way that the brain works, the brain chemicals, you become addicted to these different chemicals. So if you continue to get angry, if it's part of who you are, then you're feeding these different synapses in your brain. You're creating more and more of them. So then they need to be fed more and more often. You almost become addicted to not so much the behavior, but the chemical that the behavior creates in your brain.
That's true.
It's all very interesting.
You get the same energy in a different face because you're going to leave one guy and get the same one in the next guy until you learn that you have transformed yourself. And another thing that I say, share it, tell others, let somebody else know what you're going through. Let them see the changes in you so that they can start to create it for themselves. And when they do that, what happens? They heal, you heal, and then other people around them heal, and then you're paying it forward. You're spreading
the love. That's right. Yes, passing it on. I love it.
And the truth speaks, and it's your truth. And if you're knowledgeable enough that you can open and listen to others and feel their pain, and maybe they're in a lower level than you are, but that's okay. You need to still listen and let them know that you can give them support, warmth, love, and comfort. And when you can do that, then you're giving them something so that they can say, wow, that was pretty neat. Maybe I ought to go back and try that again. Because some people that are constantly in abuse and anger, Bonnie, do not understand kindness. And they'll hear differently from what you said. That famous book, I know that's what I said, but it's not what I meant.
Yes.
They'll hear it differently from what you mean. And whatever you give, that energy is returned to you. And it's returned to you, I want to say, in gold, not in spades. They used to say it's returned to you in spades, but it's returned to you in gold. It's returned to you in healing, in love, in support, and being embraced by the universe.
I love it. That's perfect. What a great way to end the show. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. This has been a great night, a great show. And I believe we're going to go into the meditation now.
We're going to go into the meditation, beyond mind over matter to soul over matter. And let's take a meditation and feel what it's like to have a transformation. Sit with both feet flat on the floor, close your eyes, and take a deep breath. We are now entering the world beyond mind over matter. We are entering the universe of soul over matter, the way to heal, rejuvenate, transform, and to enlighten all life. It is difficult for many to still understand and accept the true vastness of the universe. The concept that includes that all is now, has ever been, and will be. There are teachers and guides that are offered here to help you experience and share if you need assistance. They are all here, your invisible guides and teachers. Close your eyes and feel their presence, and know that there are no rules, no laws, no commandments in the philosophy. Only that we should strive for that which is itself, God, Spirit, and the Divine. In each person seeking spiritual awareness and transformation for themselves, they are serving all others and all things by doing so. Unlike many religions and philosophies, the principles of the fifth dimension and coming into the oneness are rather simple and short. There are just three things to remember. Universal love, universal energy, and universal knowledge. You are a soul. You are universal. You belong to and vibrate within the universal all. You are a part of everything, every person you know, and each person you meet. And you have affected all people, all animals, and everything that your energy has touched, which in turn will affect another to where the link is. What you have felt throughout the universe, they feel. If you feel anger, they will feel anger. If you feel love and gentleness and kindness, that will be absorbed into the universe, and others will begin to feel love, gentleness, and kindness. You are a spiritual being in human form. You are a being of love and energy and knowledge that is universal. You are not alone, but a part of everything, and everything is a part of you. Matter and energy cannot be destroyed, only changed. At all times, be aware of the consequences of your individual actions and let the actions always be of love. The universe I speak of is not just this planet or this solar system, but all the universes, everywhere, throughout, everywhere. Love is all. Love is not just your neighbor or your family,
but all that is now, all that has been, and all that may be. Love cannot be given, shared, or felt unless there is acceptance and understanding from you. Do not expect love from others, but accept all the love that others give. You should strive to understand and then accept differences of people so that you may know all people as your kindred spirit in love. If you hate, you cannot be loved by others, yourself, or embraced by the universe. Love what you do. Understand yourself and your actions, and do all that that brings love, peace, and harmony. Give yourself freely of love without expecting anything in return. Love the animals and the plants that you consume. Love the earth, and everything that has been provided to you, including your food, comes from the earth. With love comes understanding, respect, kindness, generosity, and happiness. This is a circle. This is the circle of life. And what you give to that energy will be returned to you. Take a deep breath and know the power of the soul. Consciousness of healing not only the body, mind, and spirit, but also the heart. Take a deep breath and feel the love energy flowing through you and back out to the people you love, the people you know, the people you don't know, to all consciousness everywhere, into the world, out into space, out into the universe, and everywhere. Soul over matter. Take a deep breath and know that you are now vibrating in the oneness of the divine. Thank you.